The following presentation is a production of 92.5 XTU.
Oh, damn. Look at you go.
Raz, what up, bro?
Jimmy Allen.
What's up, man?
Good to see you.
You too, man.
So this is the 55th ACM Awards in Nashville, and it's Wednesday night at 8 on CBS3, hosted by Keith Urban. It's brought to you by Ford and the Ford F-150, Grand Ole Opry, the Ryman, and the Bluebird, all fired up. Make me want to. Jimmy, you'll be doing that. But where will that be from?
The Bluebird Cafe. I'm from the Bluebird.
So when you were practicing and coming into Nashville and getting your chance to show your wares, did you go to the Bluebird and do showcases and performances?
Yeah, man. I've actually played the Bluebird quite a lot. Let me grab my spitter real quick. I've actually played the Bluebird a lot, man. Bluebird is a lot of places where – it's one of the places where people go to kind of try out a new song that you love, and it's a place where it's super quiet and intimate, and people really dial in and, like, listen to – the music, you know?
Right. And you get instant feedback, right?
So like instant feedback. Yeah. It's like the more respectful white version of the Apollo Theater.
That's right. Oh my God.
They'll let you know because see at the Apollo they'll boo you.
Oh,
but at the
sure.
Bluebird if it's not that great they'll go, oh, bless your heart.
Keep working on it.
Keep working on it.
So with all of that, I hope you have a great time on Wednesday night. I'm really proud of where you've come in the last couple of years since I've known you, and your collaborations have really, more than anything, you have a couple of great songs on your own, but your collabs have really gotten people to raise their attention toward you. So talk about collabs. You were saying before we came on the air, that a lot of youngsters have been calling you up going, I want to put a dance mix to this. But you're always willing to share that with other people. So talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, man. So for me, the collaborations is so many great artists out there that I respect. So many great artists out there with big fan bases. And I feel like the biggest honor that can ever happen is when an artist you respect wants to do something with you. That means they respect you as an artist and what you're creating. So when I called Tim McGraw and he said yes, when I called Darius and Charlie Pride and Brad Paisley and the Oak Ridge Boys and Rita Wilson and Nelly and, you know, Torn Wells and Mickey Guyton, Noah Cyrus, you know, just that list right there is full of some of my grandmother's favorite artists. My grandma's favorite group of all time was Oak Ridge Boys. My dad loved Charlie and Brad Paisley, and I love Tim and Nelly and the rest of the list. And collaborations are super important to me, you know, because I feel like with – every other part of music, we do collaborations. You know, we collaborate when writing. You know, we collaborate with the production. We collaborate, you know, a lot of times with the singing, with the vocals, the background vocals, but a lot of times the performance isn't always a collaboration. I felt like it was great to have a collaboration the whole way through.
Mm-hmm. And that expands country music's horizons, right? I mean, country music is one of the biggest genres in the world, but when you get somebody like Nelly involved or with Dan and Shay, with Justin Bieber, I mean, that just expands what we have in the world.
And it brings listeners back. You know, sure. I've purposely have had Philadelphia Eagles fans, by the way, that just listen to hip hop say, hey, I heard you did a song with Nelly. I love it. I'm going to start tuning in to XTU because I know that's where your music lives. So what it does is it brings more listeners in to country radio as well, you know, and I tell people it's not one of them things where, you know, I'm doing these collaborations with outside artists to change genres. No, I'm always going to be at country award shows. I'm always going to do things for my friends at country radio. I'm always going to do things, play country music festivals. But at the same time, I love music. You know, to me, music is music. That's the biggest part of it. You know, I might, you know, been raised in a small town, been a country boy. And I will always be, but I just love music. And it's like when I collaborate with someone outside of country music, it's like me sharing a piece of who I am in my small town with them. Mm. And when they collaborate with me, it's like they're sharing a piece of who I am. And life in the world to me is all about working together in synergy. And what better way to do that than to create music together?
And you know what's interesting? It's under your grandmother's name, like especially in this album.
Yeah, Betty James.
The person who put you on this road.
That's amazing. So I named it after my grandma, Betty, and my dad, James. My grandma died in 2014. My dad died last year. My grandma was all into fishing, and she loved Southern gospel music, like the Gaithers and the Elk Ridge Boys, and my dad listened to nothing but country music. So, you know, they both kind of got me where I am, and I wanted to pay homage to them through naming my new record after them.
Well, I'm glad to know you. I'm proud to know you. And thank you, thank you for doing what you do for the radio station. And we'll be watching on Wednesday night on CBS at 8 o'clock. And hope 2021, we don't get to see in a parking lot. We get to see in the big arena.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Even though the parking lot's cool.
Oh, yeah. Parking lots are cool, but, you know.
I want the big stuff.
We're ready to get back in and touch people. I want to be close enough to where I can smell bad body odor.
Welcome to Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. All right, brother. I appreciate
I'll see you. See you, Jimmy. All right.
I see you.
Check out more of our podcasts at 925xtu.com.